This is Jim Inkster. Good to be back with you after a little bit of a hiatus, and it's wonderful to be back at the old time slot with Talk Louisiana, and our inaugural guest is special indeed, Lieutenant General Russell Honoré, the man who led Louisiana back from Hurricane Katrina, 37 years in the U.S. Army, the pride of Louisiana, graduate of Southern University, 1971. And he is leading a charge at the state capitol these days with the Green Army. And before we get to what you're doing right now with the legislative session in the offing, this all started for you with Bayou Corn, didn't it?
Yes, sir. I was sitting at home minding my own business and got a call from somebody at Bayou Corn and said, hey, we could use your help. We need a voice. And the next day I went, and then the rest of it has been 4+ years of hard work. Because what we saw at Bayou Corn was the state agencies were not helping the people. The federal government turned their back on them, to include the EPA. The EPA wouldn't even visit Bayou Corn, and they left it in the hands of the state, and the state bumbled the ball, and we ended up having to move most of the people from there. The good news is that next year we did get a piece of legislation. Now, first year as the Green Army, yeah, working with the help of a lot of friendly legislators, we got a bill passed, and that bill state, if a agency or the government force you from your home, we have to pay you replacement value for your home and not current value, because the people in Bayou Corn got the short end of a stick because the lawyers got the best of that deal, the poor people, they did not get replacement value for their home and pain and suffering that they're going through. So, but that bill did pass, and the system worked, and we have it on the books today.
Your number, if you'd like to talk to Lieutenant General Russell Honoré, is 225-297-5633. And if you're calling outside the area, the toll-free number 877-217-5757 works. And the email address is talk@talklouisiana.org. Once again, the number 297-5633. Paul in Opelousas, good afternoon, Paul. Or excuse me, good morning, Paul. You're on Talk Louisiana.
Good morning, Jim. I made my point to be the first person to call back in.
Well, it's good to hear your voice again.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Very needed in the state. Very needed in the state. On to the question. General Honoré, the current proposed gas line or fuel line that's proposed, I think, for south of Chin around the St. Martin Parish area, how do y'all plan on addressing the possibility of it happening or not happening? And can you educate us somewhat as to the actual numbers or approximate numbers of gas lines in the state? Because there's more gas lines than there are roads, actually, in the state of Louisiana. Thank you very much. And, Jim, welcome back.
Thank you, Paul.
Jim. Well, that's a very timely question. We have over 170,000 miles of gas pipelines in the state of Louisiana. About half of that is controlled by the federal government. The other half is by the state of Louisiana. The problem we have with the oil and gas lines is that many of them are aging. If you go out onto the coast, they're being exposed because of subsidence, and they're not maintained. We've got a poor state regulatory enforcement of abandoned oil lines and gas lines. We allow the companies to say, well, we may use it again, and it stays there. It falls in the hands of a LLC, and right now we've got hundreds of miles that we really don't know who it belonged to, and it's abandoned. The other issue is in the Chaffalot Basin, our problem is spoil banks. Before 1984, they would dig up the soil, create a big mound, and put the pipeline in, and they did not level that mound. The impact today in this year is that those spoil banks stopped the flow of water from north to south, and it's infecting the ecosystem in the Atchafalaya Basin. And that's a sad commentary. It is the most pristine, biggest swamp in America, in North America, and we've allowed this because we have not enforced our own rules to allow those spoil banks to disrupt the flow of water in Atchafalaya. And we're going there this week with the Corps engineer, and I'm happy to report, and then we'll get to see it.
Once again, your Talk Louisiana number for Lieutenant General Russell Honoré is 225-297-5633. Now, General Honoré, a question offline about the Baton Rouge aquifer. You've addressed this a few times, but you believe there's a significant problem. What's the biggest challenge?
Well, right now, a Cavalier Groundwater Commission for over 17 years have been studying the impact of saltwater intrusion into the aquifer, and literally they have done nothing. They've, along with the Baton Rouge Water Company, have built a couple of scavenger wells to see if they can slow. But in essence, Baton Rouge Water is already mixing and blending salt water with aquifer water to provide the needs of the five parishes that suck in this area that use the Southern Hill Aquifer. Our two biggest consumers that are cut to the chase are Exxon and Georgia Pacific. Hey, look, we got nothing personal against these companies. They provide great jobs. They provide everything from toilet tissue to gasoline I use to come in. So this is not personal. But let me tell you something. Shell and Dow, they use river water. We need these two companies to use river water. Exxon used 22 million gallons a day, and Georgia Pacific used 44 million a day. We need them to stop taking water out of the aquifer and use river water like everybody else. And we need the people in Louisiana, particularly the five parish area here, because those two companies use as much water as all of industry and every house and every business within five parish. That's how much they use in the course of a day. And that has to change. We're going in with another proposal. It'll hopefully it'll become a bill and a numbered bill by the end of the week, by next week. But that proposal is going to be is to get those companies off of that aquifer so we can save the best water in America is right here in Baton Rouge, and we want to keep it that way.
Another question about the recent decision by the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals stopping the 2013 lawsuit by the Southeastern Louisiana Flood Protection Authority East. Were you disappointed in that decision?
Yeah, I was. The intent was to hold the people accountable who did the damage. At the end of the day, the political class in Louisiana turned that into going after lawyers who were doing the suit. You know, if you related this to the tobacco suit, which into itself brought good revenue to the state of Louisiana, not replacing the irreparable damage that had been done to people's health, but the people of Louisiana and everybody else bought into that. But the tobacco industry wasn't rooted in Louisiana. The oil industry has done the same thing to our environment. When you look at the abandoned exploration canals in the marsh, that has tripped significantly to the deterioration of the marsh. The other thing is the oil and gas company, most of them own that land. So we spent under CPRA and now Congressman Graves $30 million repairing a piece of property belonging to Exxon and the McElhaney family down in South Louisiana that is now posted. So we're using taxpayers' money to repair private land because that is their land. The majority of the marsh, as we know it, and you look at it on the map, belongs to companies, and most of them are oil and gas companies. And that, however, that marsh is a, and the access through it through the navigable waters is a property accessible to the people of the state. The other battle that's brewing down there because of these oil and gas companies, dominant control of the legislature, is access to fishing and hunting. They're posting their land now, and they're not letting the fishing and hunting go on. But I do think this was a failure of the Fifth Court. I wish we could call that court something else because they do nothing to help us when it comes to fighting pollution. I hope they were in North America, some other part of North America, because anytime we get a finding from them, it's against what we're trying to do to hold people accountable. If you go out and break something, you expect to fix it. And that's all we've asked, oil and gas. And if they didn't break it all, then proportionally what you broke, those exploration canals, you need to go close them. And the hundreds of wells, Jim, that they've left abandoned out there. That's all this suit was about. And we got turned down by our own Fifth Court.
We've got a minute before we go to our first break, but what's the biggest legislative item that you have in the upcoming session?
Well, right behind the Southern Hill Aquifer here in Baton Rouge, I would say it's going to have to be with drinking water. We have a drinking water bill in. You know, you monitored what happened up at St. Joe. The governor had to declare a state of emergency. Well, guess what? We got about 50 more St. Joes that could trip any day. that could go to an emergency status. They're hanging on by a string. These are small water systems. We need a system in Louisiana that will consolidate our water system, because what we did in St. Joe is not sustainable. We spent $8 million in St. Joe to replace water for 500 homes. We can't afford that. We need a more sustainable system in the state of Louisiana, and we have a bill that will bring that on.
You're listening to Talk Louisiana on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Jim Inkster, and the guest is General Russell Honore. Your number is 225-297-5633 or 877-217-5757 if you'd like to send an email, talk@talklouisiana.org. With Lieutenant General Russell Honore. Remember Hurricane Katrina? It's been close to 12 years since we went through that awful time in Louisiana. General Honore, who logged 37 years in the U.S. Army, has been busy since leaving the service, and in addition to his work with the Green Army, he's also a prolific writer, and I understand you have a new book that is out and about.
Yeah, we're kicking it around now. We should be done writing here in about another 30 days, and it's going to be around the topic a lot of people yell out to me when they see me. We've got to stop doing stupid.
Is the title going to be Don't Get Stuck on Stupid?
Well, something around that topic, and the subtitle is Leadership in Action.
There you go.
We're going after the obvious. You know, we can't keep doing the same thing, getting the same results. As for things like education, in Louisiana, we've got to stop spending more money on jails than we do on education. That is embarrassing. How can we spend more money on jails than education and expect we're going to have a great education system?
Your number is 877-217-5757, or you may dial locally 297-5633, and we'll go to the phone lines in just a moment for Lieutenant General Russell Honore, who is head of the Green Army, and he is taking this environmental issue personally. Have you always been like this, or is this a new passion for you?
Well, I grew up a 4-H'er, and one of the things at 4-H when I was growing up in the 1960s, and I do LSU and the Southern University Ag Extension program, they taught us appreciation for the land. Back then, we were struggling with things like 2,4-D and didn't really understand the second, third order effects of it. We were dealing with pollution in and around the farm, where one day the Ag Extension agent came and we were changing the oil in the tractor, and we were just letting that stuff run on the ground. And he said, hey, this is not a good deal. And he said, oh, by the way, if you catch that oil and you put it in a can, you can take it to New Roads and sell it. What a concept. And, this has always been a part. And farmers, by and large, if you poison your water or you poison your land, you have poison crops. And I grew up in that at the ethos. And the same thing with your vegetables that you grow in your chicken and your pigs you grow around the farm. It gave us an appreciation that we needed to take care of Mother Earth and the things around us.
Jim in New Orleans. Jim, good morning. You're on WRKF and Talk Louisiana with Lieutenant General Russell Honore.
Good morning, General. Good morning, Jim. General, I want to thank you for everything you and the Green Army folks are doing for the people of Louisiana. I think it's a huge thing to see the public get information about this pending legislation. Is there any particular thing that the folks out there can do to support you and the Green Army in this upcoming session when it comes to trying to get some pressure on these legislators to get these bills through?
Yeah, you know, that is a good question. Our form of government, the way we're set up in Louisiana, and I love Louisiana, and don't talk about it like I don't like being here. I love it. But one of the lingering pieces of law we have is we don't have a referendum where people can sign a piece of paper, you get 200,000 names, and you can possibly put something into before a vote. In Louisiana, we have to go through a committee. And this is where we can use the help of the people. We will put out through for social media when the bill will be posted. We need people to show up at those committee meetings in big numbers. And let me tell you, that makes a difference. When we fill the hallway and we get 100 people to fill out cards that they want to talk, that puts significant pressure. And when the people call their legislators that sit on those boards. You know, I did a little piece yesterday, Jim, on patriotism. And this is, I think, in the 21st century, we got to redefine it. Voting and paying taxes used to be good enough. Then going to PTA meeting was made you a little better. But what really makes a democracy work is for citizens like the gentleman that called in to be involved with what's going on with the rules and regulations that we've got to live by. And that is what inspired me. And we will be coming forward with about five proposed bills. They're not bills until a legislator put their number on them, so I don't want to be presumptuous, but we're getting pretty close to get all those nailed down and get them submitted this week.
Thank you, Jim. How is our air quality in the state right now?
We're in trouble in many places, particularly places like St. James. We've got a particular case going on there now that is of most concern to the EPA and the Louisiana Department of Environmental Quality. We continue to have problems in Mossville. There are no birds in Mossville. There's 100 homes remain there, and they're surrounded by 14 chemical plants. What we're doing to address that this year, Jim, is we have, again, introduce, hopefully, a bill called the Automatic Air Monitoring Bill. It would make people alert in their homes if there's a release at the plant if you live in the fence line community. We have been defeated three times with that bill. We got out of committee one time, and then we did some mumbo-jumbo between the House and the Senate, and the bill never got introduced on the Senate floor. But we've got good reason. We have over 500 chemical and refinery plants in Louisiana. We need to have this to give people peace of mind. When you walk out on your front porch and you smell something that's toxic, that is, some people in LDEQ or in the LED will tell you that's jobs. We don't want smell jobs. You understand?
I got you.
That is not an equal give to have a bad air and to have jobs. That is having an irreparable impact on our people, which leads us to another bill, which is the tumor registry. Because we don't think we're getting the right data from the tumor registry that their mission is to register tumor clusters around the state. And the way they're recording this is still equivalent to a yellow piece of paper and a stubby pencil, as opposed to using modern technology and identifying it by address and block as opposed to by parish.
Your number again, and still time to get in with the General if you'd like, for General Russell Honore is 225-297-5633. And the Talk Louisiana long distance toll-free number is 877-217-5757. Now, General, through the years, many have speculated that you might run for office. I know you seriously considered running for governor in 2015. You haven't pulled the trigger. Is that still a possibility?
I don't see that in the forecast.
Nope.
Right now, I'm pretty busy with this and getting the new book out and my speaking opportunities that I do around the country. And I'm quite comfortable in participating in the government and helping our people here fight pollution. But because we've got to make up for years of neglect when it comes to protecting our air and our water, and it's having an impact on the health of our people. We live in a great place, but we want to continue to be the sportsman's paradise as opposed to the sportsman's pollution ground.
Ray in Prairieville, please be brief. Ray, you're on Talk Louisiana with General Honore.
Jim, thanks for taking my call, and I am so happy to see you back on your radio station, and especially choosing somebody like General Honore as your first guest. Completely agree with most of the approaches that General Honore has got. The only problem we have is some of these things are going to take money to get through the legislature. And I wonder if he has any comment that he could make about how we can actually get things through clean air, clean water, and that sort of thing. I'll take my answer.
Okay, thank you.
That's
Ray.
A great question. You know, I told you about that 170,000 miles of pipeline. They paid nothing to the state. We have had to put it in the law some time ago that they pay no user fee for pushing all that product through the state of Louisiana. We have big refineries that over 90% of their oil is imported oil. They pay no tax on because that law was passed during the oil embargo. We've got money laying on the ground. The marsh I told you about, the wetlands, they pay 50 cents an acre tax. We could tax that at $5 an acre and solve the damn budget, and every kid would have an iPad and two teachers.
We're continuing our discussion with General Russell Honoré for a bit longer, and then in our last segment this hour, we'll hear from Greg Iles, the celebrated author from Natchez, who's had a plethora of best-selling novels, and he is back with Mississippi Blood. General Honoré, before we hit the break, you were talking about what I think is a processing fee, something that Foster Campbell has been proposing for many years, and it hasn't done well in the legislature. Do you ever see a time when lawmakers will be amenable to this?
Well, let's put it this way. We're broke and we're polluted. We don't have an option. We have money flowing out of this state 24/7. On any given day, 50% of the barges in America are in Louisiana. We draw zero pennies off that. The only people that get a job off that is the pilots that drive the... We have revenue moving out of this state. The Florida pipeline runs to Florida. We draw zero pennies off that. I was in California, quick war story. Southern California oil and gas, doing a leadership speech on safety. At lunch, I asked the guy, I said, where do you get your gas from? They have 22 million customers. That's addresses. They get their gas from Cameron, Louisiana. You go to Cameron, Louisiana, it looks like a third world country. The schools need replacing. The roads need replacing. They have been shipping our wealth out of Louisiana since the day Earl Long talked about it, Huey Long talked about it, and they're still doing it. And permission of our legislature, that Exxon flag still fly over the state capitol. Don't you get over that. It doesn't. And we've got the people of Louisiana, we've got to get active because there's plenty of wealth in this state, but it's being stolen. There's no other way to put it, and it's being done by the political class who set this up that parishes like Pointe-Coupee, where 20% of the land is 80% of the land owned by 20% of the people, have zero tax base. Our parishes have zero tax base. They're living off sales tax. You can't run schools that way. You cannot build roads that way. We have to redo our tax system.
Question from a listener, how much clout do lobbyists have at the Capitol?
Well, we know by testimony from a sworn representative from North Louisiana last year, a lobbyist promised him playground equipment for his parish in New Orwell. You know what? They defeated that bill. And they did it in public. It was seen on TV. You know what happened to the legislator? He got shunned by his fellow legislators because he spoke about it in public. Lobbyists have a lot of power here. Some of them for good. Some of them not for so good. The ones that can do the biggest damage are those who are the high-paid ones that are fly in here wearing the $2,000 suits, some in as subject matter experts, and then they own the television commercial side of it for advertising for their causes. So it's good and bad, but in many cases, the lobbyists will do the dirty work for the big companies.
297-5633, your Baton Rouge number. General Honoré with us for a few more minutes. And Leah in Gonzales. Good morning, Leah. You're on Talk Louisiana.
Good morning. I just wanted to tell the general I got his last book, and he actually signed it for me. And I really wish he would consider running for some kind of office in Louisiana.
All right. He addressed that a little
Thank
earlier.
Thank you very much.
You've been mentioned for national office, too.
Thank you very much for that very much compliment.
Do military people normally translate well when they go into the political arena?
Some do and some don't, as we can see in the recent few months. Some do and some don't. I think Eisenhower had a pretty good run at it. And we're seeing more after World War II. We saw a lot of veterans get into politics, and it was very much reduced after Vietnam. But now we're seeing a lot more of our younger veterans getting involved, and they ought to be involved in politics, because if you're not involved, then somebody else can be making decisions. So we encourage them, once they leave the service, to become active in politics.
Now, when you went in the Army, right in the heart of the Vietnam War, did you volunteer or were you drafted?
Well, it was kind of a chicken and egg. I went through ROTC, and if you went ROTC and you got your commission, then you didn't have to go in until you got commissioned. So I got commissioned in 1971 in January and at Southern University, and the next day I took off for Fort Benning.
Now, you're born in September of 47.
Yes, sir.
1 year after three U.S. presidents, yes, Trump, Clinton, Bush, yeah, all of whom did everything they could to stay out of harm's way in Vietnam. Do you hold that against them, that you made a choice they did not?
Not really. I mean, it's the great thing about the United States is that we've got options, and there are other ways to serve. For those people that do serve, both of my sons are in uniform today. One's an engineer, combat engineer, and the other one's a lieutenant of infantry. And I'm proud of them for serving. But in the case of that period where people actually dodged from service, there are still many of my peers, including me, that somewhat question that, why would you dodge from service, whereas for the last 240 years, if people didn't step up to go fight our wars, we wouldn't be the nation we are today. But that was the rules at the time. I mean, it's the ruling political class that created these deferments. If we didn't have the deferments, it wouldn't have happened. And not a lot of rich people, kids, went to war. That was just a rule. They found ways around it, and it's unfortunate. But look, the world isn't fair. That's why we got the Green Army. If the world was fair, I wouldn't need this. I'd all fishing right now.
Well, lastly, on the Green Army, with this ambitious agenda you have at the Capitol, you've had some of these measures before lawmakers before, and they have not been agreeable to them. Mm-hmm. Why will this year be different?
We sense a movement among the people to want some change to protect the air and the water. This is town of Baton Rouge isn't politically active. Much of it is controlled by the Louisiana Business Association, who put this cloud over people using psychological operation. If we say something, the companies are going to leave. And the other part of it is, this is a university town, and all things university take a lot of priority. But I think people are seeing, if they don't get involved, we're falling further and further behind in our infrastructure, our education, the quality of our air and our water. And Jim, weekly, we got small towns and communities calling us, asking us to help give them voice to some part of pollution. Right now, we've got in St. Gabriel a company that want to expand. They have three findings already from the government, and the government is considering letting them expand. And the plant is inside near a subdivision, 200 meters from people's houses.
All right. Well, General, we thank you for joining us today, and hopefully this is the first of many appearances on Talk Louisiana. It's always a pleasure to share the microphone with you.
And we need the press, and we need dialogue. And we need people to get involved. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, General.